2 Kings chapter 7, if you don't mind, please stand for the reading of God's word. The Bible reads in 2 Kings chapter 7, beginning at verse number 3, these words. Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now, therefore, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall only die." And then drop down to verse number 9 of 2 Kings chapter 7. The Bible reads, "And they said to one another, 'We're not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we remain silent.'" Lord, we thank you for this food, this spiritual food that you have prepared for the nourishment of our bodies. Bless us individually and collectively that we will receive your word, and we leave here better than when we came. Bless that person that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, that when the invitation is extended, they come rendering obedience to your word before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be blessing. You know, one of the things that I've come to discover is oftentimes we miss out on blessings because we want to keep them to ourselves. And what we need to understand that as people of God, God blesses us that we can bless somebody else. 2 Kings chapter 7 takes place at a time when the city of Samaria was in a famine. But then not only was there a famine in the land, but also their enemies, the Assyrians, was outside of the city waiting to come in and conquer the city. So when you think about where Samaria was, they were in a very difficult period in time of their lives. And here in our text this morning, we find that stands out four men that are declared to have leprosy. Now, the thing about these four men with leprosy is that they were in between a rock and a hard place because they were not in the walls of the city. They were outside the gates of the city because they had the dreaded disease, leprosy. And because of their illness, this caused them to be outcasts. They had been cast outside of the walls of the city. And by being outside of the walls, this said that they depended on people that passed by to take care of them. Pretty much in today's society, these would be the people that stand with signs that say, "I need food." Yeah. Amen. You've seen those before. They used to say, "We'll work for food." But now they just say, "Hungry, need food." That just didn't start in 2000. But all the way back in 2 Kings, we find these four men begging, waiting for someone to take care of them because they were sick. They had leprosy. And leopards were not able to stay in the city, but they had to stay outside of the gates of the city for fear of infecting other people with this incurable disease called leprosy. But y'all, to make matters worse, not only are they outside of the gates expecting or depending on other people to take care of them, but they are totally disconnected from everybody else. And then to add to that, there's a famine in the land. So here they are this day, sitting outside of the gates of the city with leprosy, disconnected, an outcast, and the Syrians are not far from them, ready to come in and to destroy Samaria. And so they decide, will we just sit here and die? Or will we get up and do something for ourselves? And y'all, that's a message to you and I today. That regardless of what life puts before us, we don't have to stay there stuck in it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just don't have to sit here just because things are difficult and come to the conclusion it ain't gonna get no better. And so they said to themselves, shall we allow our disability to affect our ability? And that's a message to somebody today. But just because you are disabled doesn't mean you're not able. Amen. 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 Doesn't mean that. And the very reason that we oftentimes miss out on what God would have for us, because we're too focused on what we can't do, other than focusing on what we can. And so they say to themselves, shall we just sit here and die? If we go into the city, there's a famine there, and they can't care for us. If we go unto the Syrians, then we're going to die anyway. So if they kill us, we die. They said to each other, there has to be something that we can do. And y'all, when you want to see God work the best, when you want to see God work the most, is when you get to a point that you can't do nothing. You have to depend solely on the Lord. And y'all, what I've come to discover is every now in life, the Lord will allow us to be brought down so we can look up. That's where they were. That's where they were. They were at a point in life that they were down as low as they can go. Famine in the land, disconnected from family, an outcast, and they had no one else to turn to. But the enemy. Y'all see that? The Syrian army is outside of the city. And they decide within themselves, let's go to the Syrians and ask them for help. And let me tell you something, that's just like God. Because the Bible says that he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Ain't that just like God? God works best when we can do nothing for ourselves. Works best when they. So what they did, they got up, y'all, and they went to the Syrians, and what they discovered is that they were not there. Now that's strange. When you know an army is out there, and you get there, and they're gone. The horses are there, the donkeys are there, the tents are intact. And nobody's there. And what that says to you and I today is that some blessings we receive, we have to conclude they came from nobody else but God. Amen. There's been some things that's happened in our lives that we can't give credit to nobody but God. And if you haven't been there, I encourage you today, keep on trusting in God. Keep on believing in God. Keep on trying God. Because what you'll come to discover is some things only God can do.
Amen.
Some things only God can do. Some blessings only come from God. And the thing about it is, you'll come to see them when you're at the lowest point and you can't do nothing for yourself. Amen. You ever notice that? That's generally when we turn to God, when we're at the low. You ever notice that when we've tried all that we can, we've done all that we've actually gone through all our resources and can't get no more help. Then we fall down on our faces and we say, Lord, have mercy. And he comes through and blesses us every time.
Amen.
Amen. And so they get to the camp and they discover that the horses are there, that the donkeys are there, that the food is there, and nobody else is around. And so the text says that they go into one of the tents and they do what hungry people would do. They start eating. They ate, they got full. They took some of the gold and the silver and they hid it. And then they came back and they ate some more and they got some of the gold and the silver and they took it and they hid it. And the third time they came back, they thought to themselves, this ain't right. We have a day of good news. And we need to tell somebody.
Amen.
Amen. They said, we've come into some great fortune. And we're keeping it to ourselves. Now, that's the story. Let's go back and look at this story. Y'all got time? Let's pull a few things out of this story to see if we can be blessed on this morning. Here, y'all, in this text, what you'll discover is that these four lepers were at a point that they had been blessed, but blessings come with responsibility. The thing about it, church, is the very reason that we can't receive some of the blessings we're expecting from God is because God knows we're not responsible enough for them. God knows. Y'all, the point is, God doesn't bless us just for us. But God blesses us that we might be a blessing to others. And the last time he blessed you, you kept it to yourself. Amen. Some things are just not for us. He blesses us so that we can use it to bless others. And church, it's not until you learn how to give will you truly receive.
Amen.
Amen. They were disconnected. They were outcasts. And look at what the Lord is sharing with you and I this morning is that we can't determine who God will use to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. A lot of times in life, we miss out on what God would have for us because of who it's coming from. God can use anything and any. You don't believe me? You talk to Elisha. There was a famine in the land. God told Elisha to go down to Jabez Brook and there'll be ravens that will come and feed. Y'all, only God can use anything and anybody to bless us with. The ravens, they brought meat and bread to Elisha while there was a famine in the land. And after God took the brook dried up and the ravens left, then he sent him to a widow woman's house. And the Bible says the widow woman took care of him. And her meal
never ran dry at all, never ran out. And y'all, that's the thing that we need to understand as people of God, is that when God gives to you, don't keep it all to yourself. Don't keep it all to yourself. Okay? Because what you'll discover is that God's blessings are abundant. The Bible says God opens up windows from heaven and pours us out. His blessings aren't sporadic. They come in abundance. And so God chooses some people that we might not choose. These are leopards. These are people that have been disconnected from the community, that have been disconnected from the family. These were people that people looked down on. These were people that looked dirty. They looked nasty. They couldn't take a bath because they were out by themselves. These were people that looked homeless, that God chose to bless all of Samaria. That's why the Bible says that we be careful to entertain angels. I mean strangers, because you never know when they're angels in disguise. And the fact about it, many of us have experienced great blessings from God from people we don't know. Amen. Amen. And the sad part about it is, y'all, we don't even recognize it. We need to learn to recognize every good and perfect gift comes from God. Yeah. Amen. What does that mean? That means whenever God blesses you with something, it's two things, good and it's perfect. Amen. Amen. When it comes from God, it's good and it's perfect. And it's used for good. Hey. They were lepers. They were outcasts. They were disconnected. But God chose these people to bless the whole city. And that's a message to somebody. Just because you hadn't been here as long as others, just because you don't know much as others, just because you've come at the ninth hour instead of the first hour, God still recognizes you as his children, and he still loves you just to say, use what God gives you. Amen. To God's glory and to his honor. They were disabled, but they still had the ability to get up and to move around. And whatever the Bible says you find your hands to do, do it. Stop making excuses for what you can't do and do what you can. Oh, yeah, they could have sat there, y'all, and just waited for starvation and death to take over them. But they decided, let's at least try something. That's the message to God's people this morning. Don't give up. Amen. If you have God on your side, if the Lord is in your life, don't give up. As difficult as it might be, as difficult as it might get, you hang in there. Keep on trusting in God. Keep your hand in God's hand. He sees you. Don't give up. Don't give up. And somebody needs to know that this morning. Because the fact is, life has a way of beating us down that we can't do nothing but give up. But when you walk with Jesus, you never walk alone. Amen. Amen. And the good thing about our God, the good thing about Jesus is when we're going through it, he has a way of swooping down, picking us up, and carrying us through. Oh, I should have had a few more witnesses than that. Those of you that have gone through some stuff and you knew it wasn't by your own will you made it through. It was based on the fact that Jesus carried you through. Amen. Like that poem, The Footprints in the Sand. Man looked back and when he saw two sets of footprints, things were going well. Amen. But when he looked back and saw one, he thought he was walking by himself. And that's the good news about being in the hands of the Lord. You're never alone. Even in the midnight hours, even when your best friend is asleep and ain't hearing a mumbling word that come out of your mouth, call on Jesus.
Because he never leaves me alone. As the master said, when times were good, we were both together. But when times got bad, you went off and left me. He says, no, I was carried. Won't he carry you through? Amen. Some of the most difficult times. And like, y'all, that's a blessing. When we get through stuff.
See, y'all, we've come to the conclusions that blessings have to always come in things. Just to calm your mind enough after all you went through today and be able to close your eyes and fall asleep on a pillow and sleep, that's a blessing. It's a blessing. God doesn't always have to give you a dollar for it to look like you've been blessed. If he just give you a peace of mind. And you need to share and let somebody else know. Y'all, the reason I can keep it together is not because of me. It's because of God. He knows that when he blesses you, you're not going to do nothing with it. Amen. Because for the most part, if it's mine, it's all mine. And we never seek opportunity to give him some glory. Y'all, they were leprous. They had the sickest disease of anyone in the land. And God says to you and me, let me show who I can use to be a blessing to you. So they got up, they didn't stay where they were. They didn't allow the disabilities to take control of them. Y'all, we all, ain't none of us got it all together. We all are disabled at some point or another. It's just some of our disabilities are more obvious than others. Some of us, we haven't been checked out yet, but still, we got some disabilities. You are not perfect. And if you are perfect, you ought to ask the Lord to come down, swoop you up right now, because you're ready to go. But since we ain't perfect and we all don't have it together, that says we got some disabilities.
Amen.
We got some issues. We got some issues that still need to be worked on. You need to understand that since you disabled and I'm disabled, then I can't look down at you. Amen. Because we have some folk that have a tendency to look down on folk because of their disabilities. Amen. And disabled folk can't look down on one another. Y'all, they were disabled because of their health condition, but they still had the ability to get up and change their position. Get this, y'all. Blessings we want to change our condition. But the real reason we can't be blessed like God wants us to be blessed is because we won't change our position. In other words, we won't get in the right place for God to bless us like he wants to.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Because look at it, y'all. Even after they got the blessing, they were still leopards. Amen.
Amen.
It was not until they got up from where they were and moved on. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody this morning. You can't sit on a stick of do nothing and twiddle your stick of do less and expect God to bless you. You got to get in a position to be blessed.
Amen.
You got to get in a position to be blessed. And that possession requires you to stop complaining. Stop complaining. For most of us, our biggest problem ain't what we do have. We complain about what we don't.
And somebody say, well, that just makes sense. Somebody say that. Somebody said that. I say, well, that makes sense. Why are you complaining about? You wouldn't complain about what you do have. You complain about what you don't have. No. You be thankful.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the real thing about it is we've narrowed Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday in November.
Amen. That's what Thanksgiving is to us. Oh, y'all, come on now. We don't show thankfulness like we do on Thanksgiving.
Look how thankful we are. You'll stay in the kitchen all night long. Fixing everybody that's coming to your house favorite dessert.
Amen. 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 Don't complain. Put your music on.
In an effort to show them I'm thankful. And those same people have been looking to us all year long. All year long, because had we got to them before Thanksgiving, we could have saved them by now.
Buckle up. It ain't gonna get too much better. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Y'all, they had an ability. They were able to stand up. They were able to stand up. They were able to put one foot in front of the other. They were able to stand up. They were able to walk. They had leprosy. They were disabled, but they were able. And when they used what they had, not what they didn't have, the only thing they had was ability, the ability to stand up, the ability to walk. And when they used what they had, God blessed them with what they didn't have.
Oh, y'all ain't feeling this. Y'all ain't feeling this. When you use and be thankful what God has already blessed you with and put it to use, what you'll come to discover is God has already gone before you, did some stuff that's going to blow you away.
All right now.
Y'all see this?
Yes.
They got up. They went to the Assyrian camp. And to their surprise, no soul.
You've been there before. You had a pink slip in the mail. And on the pink slip it said, on the 5th, the 15th is the day of termination. And you knew you wasn't going to have it on the 15th, just like you didn't have it on the 5th. But you went to the mailbox on the 16th.
They were still on. They hadn't turned it off yet. And what you discovered is that when you just trusted, and y'all, you know, for some of us, for most of us, it's good to get to a point that I can't do. I might as well pray. Ain't nothing else I can do but turn it over. That's a good thing, because had you turned it over to God way back when, you wouldn't be so frustrated today.
Amen. It's amazing. It's amazing. He always comes through.
Yes, he does.
He always comes through. If we be honest as people of God, every time we've called on him, he's come through. He's come through. So my question is, why take so long to call on him? Why do you try everything else? Why do you go to everybody else? And God has what you want.
They just got up. They didn't know what was going to happen, y'all. And we don't find them, or the text doesn't describe them as being spiritual men. We don't even read about whether or not they went to church or they knew God. But the fact about it is they got up because they didn't want to sit there and die. It ain't going to get no better just sitting there. Amen. What does that say? That says it's up to you and I to do something about it. Let me get done, y'all. They got up. They went into the city. They went into the Assyrian camp. And when they got there, they were gone. The soldiers were gone. What could have happened? The text tells us what happened. God. And you know, he didn't even have to say no more than that. Because when God steps in the situation, things changes. So God causes, now get this, y'all. Look at what God did. God called the Assyrians while they were in their camp. To hear horses and to hear, so not to see them, to hear horses and so not to see them, to hear horses and soldiers as if it sound like a great, this is God working, y'all. God caused them to hear some stuff, not see, hear some stuff that scared them so bad that they didn't run and get on the horses and take off, but they took off. Fact about it, they ran so fast, they start taking off the clothes because their clothes was weighing them down. God caused them not to see, just to hear. When you trust in God, when you believe and have faith in God, God can bless you through your enemy that they don't even see you coming and they'll take off running. Amen. Amen. Y'all see that? God. See, y'all, some things, some blessings, we know that could nobody have done it but God. You were healed. You were healed of a disease or a sickness. And let the truth be told, the medicine really wasn't working. Because the more you took, the worse you felt. But you and some more folks start praying. And the difference is today, you're healed. The problem is, you're keeping it to yourself. I'm just trying to let that settle for a minute because, y'all, we make Christianity too hard. We make living for the Lord too difficult. Y'all, it ain't difficult to give God some glory. Okay. You remember the woman at the well?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about what happened to her while at the well when she ran into Jesus, but the true testimony is what happens after she leaves the well. Because after she leaves the well, she goes into the city to the people that she was trying to get away from. Now she's going to because she's met Jesus. And when she get back, she wanted to know about this man that she met. She started telling them what he told her. And they said, "What is it? We want to get to know him too." I'll stop to tell you, you ain't got to quote the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Just tell somebody how good God is and he will keep on blessing. We deprive ourselves of blessings from God because we're selfish. We want to keep him to ourselves. God is too big to be contained.
ain't just your and my Jack in the Box. I'm almost done, y'all. They find the loot. They find the food. They find everything they need right there in the camp. And they did what we do. Now, they ate, they got full, they took the money, and they hid it. Oh, y'all, come on now, take your halos off. Let them wings down. They did what we do. As kids, we used to say, finders, y'all heard that before. Yes. Losers, weepers. Amen. They found something that was now theirs. And they kept. For the most part, when you found the loot, you didn't tell nobody. Well, maybe one. That's because some of us, we can't keep nothing to us. Some of us, it don't make no difference. Whatever it is, I just got to tell. One of the things I love about my wife, I can be laying next to her. She can be on the phone with somebody. And you know, when people are talking, you can tell when folk telling somebody something that they don't want nobody to know. And see, I can just tell all the time. And she one of those type of people that people call her all the time, and they just pour it all out to her. They weigh her down with her. But anyway, I can hear her sometimes talking to some people, and when she get off the phone, I can tell. She be wanting to tell me. She be wanting to tell me, you know, but she remembers that I told her I wouldn't tell nobody. Amen. And the reality of it is most of us don't have friends like that. The reason all our business out in the street because we told. Didn't nobody had to know you hit the lottery? But you told. It wasn't but $100, but you done got 5 phone calls from $5 a piece. Because you told one person. They decided it's ours. We done hit. Y'all think about it. Come on now, be lepers for a few minutes. Look how they've been treating us. Kicked us out of town. Won't feed us. Won't let us come bathe. We dirty. We nasty. They frown up every time. Don't that sound like us? Yeah. This is mine. And I'm going to take mine and keep it all. Amen. Yeah, that's what you thought about when you got your income tax. You took it, and you put it in the bank. Because you said, it's mine. And I'm going to keep it. You have some people, family members, friends, who up that needed help. It's mine. You got it in January, and it was nice. You put it in the bank. March, you broke. As you look back and you try to figure out what happened, I want you to think this March is mine. And I kept it all to myself. Factor about it. God doesn't bless us to keep to ourselves. God, that's why our blessings can be so limited. That's why it just don't seem like the Lord bless us like he bless other folk. Because you're selfish.
come on. You do know that there's some homeless folk in Dallas, don't you? You do know that, don't you? Everybody that's saying that they're homeless and need something, eat ain't lying. But you've made up in your mind, I ain't gonna give it to nobody. Because I don't know who for real and who ain't. And all we do is block our blessings. Because we won't be responsible for what God. Y'all, let me finish. Some of y'all are getting fidgety and ready to go home. Let me finish this thing up. Y'all, after they went the second time, the third time, one of them said, wait a minute, man. I can imagine, especially if he was one of us. He said, bro, hold up a minute. Come on, man. This ain't right. This ain't, we got all this loot. This ain't right. And one of them probably said, no, man, this is ours. This ain't in the Bible. It's me using my, man. Now, if it wasn't us, no, man, if it was a group of, this is ours. God did this for us. If he'd have meant for them to have he'd have sent them to it. But he didn't send them to it. He sent us. And then another one said, yeah, man. So now you can give him some of yours. I'm glad it wasn't none of us there. Because this story might have read different. You can give him some of yours, but I'm keeping it all. Oh, my. Because the Lord knows that I got needs. And don't nobody. Yeah, I can imagine. But they said, no. I'm finished, y'all. Listen to what they said. They said, no, this is a day of good news. Ooh, and that's some preaching right there. He said, this is the day of good news. And if it's something that every born again believer ought to have, is good news. Yeah. Amen. Good news. What is the good news about? How we've been blessed. How we've been blessed. We've been blessed to have the Lord Jesus to wash all our sins away in his blood. And that's good news. He says, this is the day of good news. What's the good news? The good news is God has done something for us. And with God for us, he's more than the world against his good news. It's good news. It's good news. And it's not something we need to keep to ourselves, but we need to go and share it with others. Y'all, the true blessing that we can give to other people is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bring somebody to the, bring somebody to church. Yes, come on now. You've been coming to church all year, 2017. And you ain't brought nobody yet. And you know somebody that need the Lord. Amen. She been telling you, now I need a man. No, you don't. You need the man. Because when you get the man, then he'll send you a man. Or he'll just stay the man. Amen. This ladies, when you got the man, you don't need a man. I know some of y'all ain't there yet, but keep on praying. That wasn't in my manuscript. That just fit right along in there. It says, let's go tell the king. And the Bible says they went and they told the king. They told the keepers of the gate. Y'all look, come on out here, we done found something. We done, now, you know it had to be difficult for them to get people to come to them. How y'all come on? Now they had leprosy. They couldn't go in the gate. I'm done. But when they got to the gate, they were saying, hey, come in. You look and say, no. No. Come here. so good.
Ain't them no lepers? Yeah. Come here. We got something for you.
What are you saying, preacher?
A lot of times we miss out because who has the blessing? Who's bringing the blessing to us? We don't like what they look like. Too often have you missed out on what God has for you because it didn't come wrapped in the right package. Amen. We like a pretty red bow and we like it to be all neat and nice, but some of the best gifts have been wrapped raggedly. You ever tried to wrap a bicycle or a Hot Wheel? Y'all come on, help me with this. We need to understand that God can work with anybody.
I'm done, y'all. I'm done. They got word to the king. And after the king finally became convinced, Samaria was blessed. Samaria, blessed by God. What's your whole point? The whole point of this message this morning, y'all, is make sure you use your blessings responsibly. Amen. 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 Because the more responsible you are, the more he'll bless you with. Amen. That's Bible. That's Bible. The more that is given, the more that's expected. That's the common responsibility. God can't give you. God won't give you a lot because he know what you're going to do with it. He know what you're going to do with it. You wonder why your health is bad? Because he know you're going to start back drinking. And as long as he keep you on a pill, you won't drink because you can't drink it. You do know some medications you can't drink with.
Amen.
You can't drink alcohol, I'm talking about. We're blessed to be a blessing. Are you here today and you're waiting? You've been waiting on the Lord to bless you. He's been waiting on you to get in the right position to be blessed. Once you get in the right position, that he can cause you to be a blessing. Because let me tell you something. I'm talking about those that have been born again, have something that everybody else needs. You know what that is? Good news. Amen. We have good news. And I need to tell somebody that because all your news is always bad. Some people, they don't talk to you no more because all the time they talk to you, they might be feeling good, but when they get done with you, because all your news is bad. And the reason that they won't come to church with you because I don't want to know a Jesus that you know. He ain't doing nothing for you. What he going to do? Praise leaders, y'all, come on. Y'all stand up, I sit down. He wants you to have it. It's for you. It's meant for you. But what you need today is to get into a position that you can receive it. And being in that position to receive God's blessing means that when he give it to me, I'm going to bless somebody else. Amen. It ain't all about you. It ain't all about you. It's all about God. And when you make it about God, he'll make it about you. Amen. Because one of the things that I appreciate most, and I'm done, y'all, we got a father that shows favoritism. Y'all ever notice that? And he does. He does. And that's okay. You show favoritism. Parents, amen. I can ask some of your, if you got more than one kid, which one is a favorite? It's that one. That's mama favorite, that's daddy favorite. Yeah, because what makes them your favorite? Because they pay more attention to you. Amen. That's what make your child your favorite is because they pay more attention to you than the other. Come on, y'all, that makes sense. That's just good common sense. Your favorite is your favorite because of the attention that they give you. Guess who God's favorite son? Those that give him attention. Amen. And I ain't just talking about on Sunday morning. Amen. Because some of us, we give him attention on Sunday morning and we're blessed. We're blessed. But we don't get the blessing we give, get like those get that give him attention every day of the week. Amen. 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 Man, it's just right anyhow. They got in, they got the loot, and they blessed the other folk. So who you going to bless today? You going to keep it all to yourself? Or you going to bless the Lord? If you're here today and you don't know the Lord and a pardon of your sin,